السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل تستغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, last week we were discussing the asbab of rizq, that each and every person is concerned about rizq and sustenance, and the greed that comes in sometimes leads a person to haram. But the provider of all rizq and sustenance is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when there is no shortage of halal in the treasures of Allah, then why should we go towards that which is haram, which will bring nothing but loss of barakat and all kinds of problems it is going to create. Fights, division, quarrels, arguments, all these type of things come about when a person consumes that which is haram. So I mentioned that if you have to look at the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the hadiths of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we get prescriptions for drawing from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's treasures one's sustenance and rizq. Because rizq is not upon the intelligence of a person. If it was intelligence that gave a person a certain amount of wealth, then we would not have had so many people who are millionaires and they can't even sign. They put their thumbprint. Go to Bombay and find out. Go to other parts of the world. There are so many people. They've got billions, millions. And they haven't even had a standard one education. Even in our own society, we have many examples of such a nature, that people with the least education have got plentiful. And people with big degrees and qualifications and intelligence, those who give others advice, they are the ones who are struggling. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the provider and He has created means. We must make use of those means. But just as we regard all the other things as means, in the light of the Quran and Sunnah we find other means, and which are the real means. Together with that, if we do our business, we do our carry out our profession, then there will be great barakat. I listed some of them. One was istighfar. That istighfar is a means of drawing from Allah Ta'ala's treasures our rizq and sustenance, which we do not believe to be true, na'uzu billah. Because our iman is weak, therefore we don't consider it as a means. That if a person is making plenty of istighfar and tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala can open the doors for him of his sustenance. The person is unemployed, is making plenty of istighfar and tawbah, he will just suddenly find somebody out of the blue, and that person will tell him, come with me, I've got somebody I can put you on to, and he will give you employment. Or Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will cause some death in the family of someone, and that person will leave behind some bequest. He will make a bequest on behalf of this person, and this person from unexpected sources, suddenly now he has got plentiful. So many incidents of this nature take place, but without going into the details. Then another thing was tawakkul. Trust and faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sincere trust. Having sincere trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He is the provider. Therefore we don't have to go towards haram, we just have to make an effort in the halal way and Allah ta'ala will provide. And trust in Him fully. Tawakkul on Allah. Then taqwa. Taqwa is another means. Assisting those who are weak. I explained this to some extent last week, but we'll discuss it again inshallah in future. To be good and kind and generous with one's relatives, family members, sila rahmi as it is said. That is also a means. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by that means provides for the person who is making sila rahmi. than those people who are spending in the cause of Allah. In the cause of Allah that they are spending. For the widows, poor, often needy, masjids, madrasas, publication of Quran, Sharif, kitabs, etc. Whatever is the cause of Allah. Then those people who are making hijrat for the sake of Allah. Again, it must be for the sake of Allah, this hijrat. It mustn't be for anything else. For the sake of Allah, the person makes hijrat. After that, he can conduct his business in another part of the world, or he can do anything else which is halal and permissible. But his leaving of the country was for the sake of Allah, that his deen was not protected where he is, and he was finding it difficult to carry out the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah in his own locality. So therefore, he left the country, or he left the city, or he left the place, and he went away somewhere. And thereafter, he does his business there, and he tries to look after his deen. That is the real hijrat. He zaruri gunaho ko bhi chhod de, asl hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. It is important that sins must be given up. Just leaving one's country and town is not hijrat. Nevertheless, we go on. So this person who has made hijrat for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala takes upon himself to open the doors of sustenance for that person. But that hijrat must be for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. It must not be for any other reason. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. The person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, then Allah ta'ala elevates that person and gives him respect and honor. But if he is lowering himself for the sake of dunya, then he will not get that respect. One person was told that if you are going to make namaz for 40 days with jamaat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you one ox. In the farm, in the village, they like ox, they like cows. So now to put this person onto track, he told him that you make namaz 40 days in the masjid with jamaat, Allah ta'ala will give you an ox. So now this poor person started making namaz. After 40 days, he came to this alim and said that you spoke a lie. I didn't find any ox. No ox came, no bull came, nothing came. So he said, no, I was just encouraging you to make namaz 40 days for the sake of Allah. Then Allah ta'ala will after that provide for you. He says, I knew you were lying. Therefore, I too didn't make wuzu for the 40 days. Because you were bluffing. So now that kind of namaz which was for the sake of the ox, what are you going to get? But if he made it for the sake of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala would have provided. So the trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is essential. And here also this hijrat must be for the sake of Allah. Our amal must be for the sake of Allah. There must be ikhlas in our amal. And there are many other things that have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif and the hadiths of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But let us go on to the very first one. That what proof do we have that istighfar and tawbah is indeed a means of drawing from Allah ta'ala? Brothers, we are all weak. No matter how much we may make our namazes and zikr and tilawat, but we find ourselves very weak when it comes to nafs and shaitan. We just can't seem to fight them. We are always falling. We are always breaking our tawbah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he sees that his servant is weak, but he is acknowledging, he is confessing, he is not justifying his sins. He is repenting, he is shedding tears of repentance. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts those tears of repentance, and he elevates this position, the position of this person, to the position of the muttaqeen, those who are full of taqwa. This person with istighfar and tawbah, he also reaches that same level. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, he told his people, قُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I told my people that make istighfar, repent over your sins, ask Allah for forgiveness. You will find him very much forgiving. Allah dearly loves forgiveness. So why don't you turn towards him and seek forgiveness? But of course, forgiveness of sins means that immediately the person gives up that sin. He has no intention of returning to it. Then that is true istighfar. In fact, it is said that istighfar is for the past and tawbah is for the future. Istaghfiru rabbakum summa tubu ilayh. Make istighfar and also tawbah. So what is the meaning of istighfar and tawbah? So istighfar is the sins of the past. Oh Allah, forgive them. And I have no intention of returning to them. I'm giving them up now and now. After that, accidentally the person slipped and fell in the gutter, what must he do? Get up and go in the bathroom and have a shower again. Accidentally. But purposely he does not keep on falling into the gutter because he slipped one time. So here again he says to that make istighfar, turn towards your Allah. And what will he give you in return? Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. The first thing he will give you is maghfirat. He will give you forgiveness of your sins when you are going to sincerely make tawbah. And if it involves the rights of others, monies that were taken from people that were not paid, inheritance which was claimed, which was not really due to the person, then all these things you return to the person or go and ask him for forgiveness. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will firstly give you forgiveness. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. And he will send down for you rain in abundance. And rain will also be with rahmat and barakat. It's not going to be rains which will cause devastation, destruction and havoc. Because it will be coming on the basis of your tawbah and istighfar. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make that rain beneficial for your crops. It will make it beneficial for mankind. It will make it beneficial for your society and for your villages and for your cities. It will not come down as a in the destructive form. Yursali samaa alaykum midrara. And again it will be not just a little that you have to keep waiting now. It will be in abundance, sufficient for your needs. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and he will strengthen you, he will fortify you, he will give you plenty of wealth. That is that risk that we are talking about. Allah ta'ala says that he will give it to you on your istighfar. Now either we believe Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or na'uzu billah, we don't believe in him. Now which Muslim can say, I don't believe in Allah? Then he is not a Muslim. And if he says he believes in Allah, then he must believe in every word of the Quran Sharif. So if we have got a doubt, then Allah Ta'ala will deal with us according to our doubt. Remember this, that when we are going to have a doubt on the ayats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah will deal with us according to our doubts. Then if the person is making istighfar too, he is not going to get it. And when he doesn't get it, then he will say that, but I made istighfar and I didn't get it. You ask that person, what was at the bottom of your mind? At the bottom of his mind was that I'm making istighfar, but I do not know whether it's true or no. So if you're going to have that kind of doubt, then we blame ourselves for it. But Allah Ta'ala says it is his promise that he will strengthen you. He will give you plenty of wealth. Wealth with barakat and blessing. And plentiful means it will suffice for your needs, for the needs of your family. يُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ And first Allah Ta'ala mentioned amwal, wealth. And then he says children. Or they, in the ayat, there are two meanings taken of baneen. One is sons, and also Hazrat Atta radiallahu ta'ala anhu says children. Somebody just wants sons, and somebody wants both sons and daughters. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you children also. But before children, Allah ta'ala says he'll give you wealth. So that again you don't have that doubt in your mind that if I have children, then what's going to happen? How will I manage? How will I support them? How will I educate them? How will I provide for them accommodation? So Allah Ta'ala says he will give you wealth, you will have wealth, and together with that then he will give you children also, and he will give you gardens, and he will give you rivers of flowing waters. Now what else does a person want in this world? Everything that he wants of this world, Allah Ta'ala is promising it to him on istighfar and tawbah, not on anything else. It's on istighfar and tawbah. Yes, after that Allah Ta'ala will open the means for him. Halal means of receiving halal sustenance. It doesn't mean after istighfar and tawbah now he's going to sit, close all the shop doors and everything will come in his lap. But Allah Ta'ala will open the doors of halal risk and sustenance with barakat and blessing. Allah Ta'ala will provide all these things. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, a person came to him and he complained of famine and drought. He said, go and make istighfar. Another person came after some time and he complained of no children. He said, go and make istighfar. Another person came and that person had another complaint. He says that our gardens are all dry, crops are very little. He said, go and make istighfar. Anybody came, he gave him, he said, go and make istighfar. So they said, don't you know anything else besides istighfar? Is this the only thing that you know as a reply? He says, I didn't say anything from my own side. Allah Ta'ala says, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told to his people, Istaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara, yursilis samaa alaykum midrara, wa yumdidkum bi amwalim wa baneen, wa yaj'al lakum jannat, wa yaj'al lakum anhara. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was drought. So he took the people and he went for Salatul Istisqa, praying for rain. It is reported that he only made istighfar tawbah. He didn't even ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us rain. He didn't even ask in that dua, O Allah, bless us with rain. He only made istighfar, plenty of istighfar and tawbah. O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, forgive our sins. And yet they were clean and pure. So he said, but he kept making istighfar and tawbah. And the rains came down in abundance. So somebody asked him, O Umar, you didn't even ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for rain. The only thing you did was istighfar. He said, yes, I sought from Allah ta'ala. I asked from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala via that, via those stars, or with the wasila of those stars with which rain is sought. And he meant the stars of tawbah and istighfar. He called them stars. So these stars are such that when you seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with tawbah and istighfar, Allah ta'ala is prepared to open the doors. Why go towards haram when there is no shortage in Allah Ta'ala's treasures? Man lazim al istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja. The person who will make istighfar lazim upon him, plentiful of istighfar, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will find a way out for him in his distressful situation. Whatever distress he finds himself in, Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for him. Wa min kulli dayqin makhraja. And when the person finds himself in a narrow situation, in a tightened situation, that with all the spaciousness of the earth, but still is finding his life very narrowed and tightened, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will find a way out for him from there too if he's going to make istighfar and tawbah. Therefore, Ghalib once said, Kaaba kis muh se jaoge Ghalib, sharam tumko magar nahi aati. He said, oh Ghalib, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba? Aren't you feeling ashamed of your sins? Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said that Ghalib is making the people lose hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness by saying, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? He says, I have changed that and I have said, May isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, May isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, Ro ro ke unko manaunga, May isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, Ro ro ke unko manaunga, Bigdi apni yun banaunga. He says, I will go to the Kaaba Sharif with the same face. But what will I do there? I will cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I will shed tears of repentance and nadamat before Allah Ta'ala. I will say, Allah, I have come with all my sins here to your holy house. And this is the place where your rahmat is descending 24 hours of the day. And I have come with these mountains of sins of mine. Oh Allah, you have given man the intelligence to make a dynamite stick which can blow up huge mountains. So what is it difficult for you to blow up these mountains of my sins? But I will go with that same face and I will ask Allah for forgiveness there. And I will make my life straight there. So this tawbah and istighfar is a great thing to draw from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his rahmat. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that there were two things for the protection of the ummah. One protection has been raised, it has been taken away. For the protection of the ummah at large, that means the ummah must not be destroyed like the ummahs of the past in entirety, total. In the past, some ummahs were destroyed totally when they committed sins. So protection for the ummah from total destruction. Here and there you will find destruction. But total destruction of the Muslim ummah. So there were two things. One was the presence of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. His wujud, his being amongst the people. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took this protection away. He went away from. The other protection is istighfar and tawbah. And he says that this is on the basis of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They were saying that if you Allah can send down azab, then tell him to send it upon us, the kuffar used to say. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the ayat that whilst you are amongst them, we will not send total azab. Total azab, we won't send the complete destruction. Now look at the rahmat of Rasul-e-Pak, that for the kuffar also his presence was a rahmat. And then the other one was istighfar. He says, we will not send complete destruction upon them as long as they are making istighfar. Who? The kuffar. Therefore, the muhaddiseen have commented. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, that is, akana al-istighfar yufidul kuffar, yanfa'ul kuffar. That when this istighfar is benefiting even the kuffar, that they are making istighfar is benefiting them. That azab is not coming down upon them in totality. Then how is it that this same istighfar cannot be of benefit to al-mu'mineen al-abrar? That those who are mu'mineen, you think it's not going to benefit them, istighfar? So therefore, my brothers, the time has expired. Inshallah, we'll continue in another fortnight's time. But we must understand that this is a means Allah Ta'ala has created for our weakness. Because we have got a lot of weakness, so what else must we do besides this, that we turn towards Him and make tawbah immediately? The moment we have committed a sin, make plenty of tawbah. Don't delay it. Don't say tomorrow. Don't say the day after. We do not know whether we will get an opportunity to make tawbah. This tawbah and istighfar will connect us with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is a very speedy mode of transport. From the farsh, it takes the person to the arsh within seconds. It raises the person's height. Mera har khata pe rona. Ha, mera har khata pe rona. Yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona. Yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa. Mera jurm afw karna. He says, O Allah, my crying over my sins, har khata, over all my errors and mistakes and sins, my shedding of my tears before you, yehi hai meri talafi. I have got nothing else, O Allah, to give to you. There is no shortage in your treasures of anything. What shortage is there in Allah Ta'ala's treasures? He says, I've got nothing else to present before you. You think Allah Ta'ala needs our wealth? Allah Ta'ala needs our properties? Allah Ta'ala needs our gold and silver? That which He has given to us? The only thing that Allah Ta'ala does not have in His treasures are the tears of repentance. Allah doesn't need repentance. Allah doesn't need tears of repentance. So he says, O Allah, I have nothing else to present before you except these tears of repentance of mine. And O Allah, out of your rahmat, forgiveness of my sins, teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afw karna. So therefore we should turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, especially in these days of fitna and corruption and mischief, when everybody's heart has become restless, restless, restless. When we go outside our homes, we are restless. In our businesses, we are restless. In our families, we are restless. With the wife and children, we are restless. No peace, no contentment, no satisfaction. And the only thing that will bring this is plenty of istighfar and tawbah, if we can't do plentiful of good deeds. Stay away from haram, fulfill the faraiz and the wajibat, and do plenty of istighfar and tawbah, and see what kind of sukoon Allah Ta'ala will give in the heart. Wallah, I can take million qasams, Allah Ta'ala will give us sukoon. In the midst of problems, in the midst of pain and difficulties and hardships, the person will be like a flower which blooms, the rose which blooms in the midst of thorns. That outside the conditions will be full of pain and problem and difficulties, but how the rose flower blooms in the midst of thorns, like that Allah Ta'ala will give that person sukoon in his heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive me, forgive you, and forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and give us his closeness, his marifat, his yaqeen, and his muhabbat, so that we enjoy a life of peace and happiness in this world too and in the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.